إمام محمد رضا، إمام أهل السنة، إمام أحمد رضا، إمام محمد رضا، إمام أهل السنة، إمام أحمد رضا.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله،
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله،
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله،
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله.
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله،
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله،
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله،
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
My dear Islam brothers and viewers on Madani channel, Alhamdulillah, we are back with another beautiful silsila, Imam of the Ahl Sunnah. In this program, Alhamdulillah, we are covering various aspects of the biography of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnah, Mawlana Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And in our silsila, in our program, we also have a segment of Kalam-e Raza, where we go over a particular kalam, a particular part of the poetry of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alay. Inshallah, today we also have a beautiful kalam of Ala Hazrat that we will go over, Inshallah Azza wa Jal. So stay with us, stay tuned Inshallah Ta'ala, and gain the benefits of this. Before we move on to our topic, let's first begin with the virtues and the excellences of sending salawat and salam, durud-e paak upon the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi wa Sallam. The beloved Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he has stated, O people, undoubtedly from the terror and accountability of the Day of Judgment, the person who would attain quick salvation will be the one who would have recited salawat upon me in abundance. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we have our muballigh of Dawat-e-Islami, Sayyid Munif Shah Sahib, with us as well, alhamdulillah, who is going to be with us in our discussion upon our topic. And what is this topic? This topic is a very beautiful topic when we want to learn about the personality of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And that is the topic of the simplicity of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. If we look at the lives of all of our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah ta'ala, even beginning with the beloved Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we find that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he himself adopted simplicity. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we know, is the possessor of the treasures of both worlds. But even after having the treasures of both worlds, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he did not choose a luxurious life. Rather, he chose a life of simplicity. And when we look at the biography, the seerah of the pious predecessors, all of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many of them, you will find the vast majority of them are following this trait of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in which they try to adopt simplicity in their life as well. Where you will find many of them had the capability of living a luxurious life, but they would adopt simplicity on purpose so that they are not involved and spending so much time in the luxuries of this world, and rather they would sacrifice the luxuries of this world for the betterment of the hereafter. And one of these personalities is the great personality of Imam Ahl Sunnah, Mawlana Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. And inshallah, today throughout our program we will discuss many aspects of the simplicity of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. May Allah Azza wa Jal also grant us ability to gain from the simplicity of the Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam and our pious predecessors Rahimahumullah Ta'ala. Jisha
sir. Regarding the simplicity of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, what can there be said? A lot of things regarding, even throughout their life, the simplicity of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. Before we talk on the in particular about Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, we need to understand and learn, where did Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi get this simplicity from? None other than the Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi was such an Ashiq Rasul that he used to follow the Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam even in the simplest of their actions. Once the Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam, they ordered a chitai, a mat to sleep upon. And because of that mat, there were certain marks on the Prophet ﷺ's blessed body. And even at that time, Sahaba inquired, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they asked the Prophet ﷺ, O Messenger of Allah, we'll get you a softer one. But the Prophet ﷺ declined. So this was the simplicity of the Prophet ﷺ. This is where Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala got their own simplicity from. And talking about, as you mentioned in our previous episodes, Ala Hazrat as a Mujaddid, as a Muhaddis, even regarding their family, and we mentioned also, scholars have said up to such an extent that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi Taqir Bhai, they knew over 100 uloom, 100 sciences. Now, if we were to, and they didn't just know them sciences, they had mastery upon them sciences. And if we were to know even one uloom, just know, not mastery, we will start to boast, or here and there, or ask me a question, or do this, you know, ask me and I'll answer. So trying to show off our knowledge. And if we had mastery upon that knowledge, then we would, Allah knows what our state will be. Regarding just one knowledge, one science, but Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, they knew over 100 uloom. Yet the simplicity of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali was such that they never boasted about their own knowledge.
Subhanallah.
Whereas other individual scholars, Muftiyani Kiram, etc., they came in the court of Ala Hazrat, they praised Ala Hazrat, then they united upon this decision that Ala Hazrat was a Mujaddid. And this was the simplicity of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, that they knew so much uloom, they had so much knowledge, but yet Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi chose a simple life and following in the footsteps of the Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam.
MashaAllah, very important point that you mentioned there about how Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala, and he would not boast upon their knowledge. And you gave a beautiful example as well. I would try to just extend upon that slightly, that you're talking about having knowledge about a full science. Nowadays we find that someone that's read the first introductory books about any particular science, he thinks that I know everything and everyone else is a jahil, everyone else is ignorant upon this matter. And unfortunately this is a problem in our society. And definitely Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala was an individual with great humility, humbleness, simplicity in his character. And why would not that be the case, that when he is showing so much humility, so much humbleness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then definitely Allah is going to raise his status as well. As it's very famously mentioned, that whoever lowers themselves for the sake of Allah, Allah will raise their status. So when someone like Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he is lowering himself for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was an individual that had true humility and humbleness.
Mishra.
Nowadays, when we are trying to show humility and humbleness, even that has riyakari inside it.
Mm-hmm.
Even that has showing off and ostentation hidden inside our humbleness. But Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala wasn't such. His humility was true humility.
Okay, but not just that, our repentance has showing off inside it as well.
True.
Yes. Our repentance needs repentance. This is our current state. But the simplicity of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi Hazrat was such that, as you know, as we grow up, we tend to, when I said we, I'm one of those individuals that are rude to their parents, or disobey their parents, and everything. But Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi was even the respect of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala towards their parent was such that the money that they used to earn, they used to give the money to the parent, to the mother in particular, and if they needed it, they'll ask, they'll request, not say give, can you please. These were the alfaz, and request the mother to give the money, and so you can buy a book, etc. Even this was not at a young age, even at an older age, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala used to request their mother to give money and to request money and to buy books and whatever their need was at that time. But today, if we compare ourselves to just the simplicity of Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala, we are nowhere close. Nowadays, Fakir, what happens is the children at that time, they used to make sure that their parents did not get upset. Now the parents have to make sure the children don't get upset.
It's true.
So this is the current state in today. And this, and if we, in particular, to give this a simple advice, even to give to the viewers of Madani channel also, if there are any youngsters watching, that follow and read in particular about the life of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, and in particular about his humility, ajuzi, his sadagi, his simplicity, and try to act upon even just one of the attributes from them, and inshallah you see a difference within your life and within your family, inshallah.
Definitely. Very important points for all children to bear in mind. We are talking about Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala so that we can learn something from His blessed seerah, learn something from His biography, and then implement that into our life as well. Very beautiful point mentioned from the seerah is that Allah Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala, and he would, whatever he would earn, he would give that to his parents and especially his mother. Today, what is on the tongue of children today, when we start earning at the age of 16, 17, 18, 20, when we start getting, when we get our first job, as soon as what's on our tongue, this is mine. This is mine. Mom, dad, you've not given me anything all my life. Okay, ma'azallah, these are the type of kalimat and words that come out from the tongues of children when they start getting a footing in life. Okay, but remember all of the struggles that your parents went through up until this time, got you ready to go to work. All of the struggles that they went through, how can you forget that in a blink of an eye, on a click of a finger? You can't forget that. You have to remember the struggles that your parents went through for you so that you are at this stage that you are at today. Remember that at all times. Sayyidi Ali Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an is an example for us. How we are to live our life in this day and age. He radiyallahu ta'ala was only around just over 100 years ago. So we can't, sometimes when we give examples of the Sahaba Ikram or the earlier predecessors, a lot of the time we say that was a different time, now is a different time. We're giving you the example of Sayyidi Ali Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an, who lived just over 100 years ago. It's not too far distance. We can still utilize the example of these blessed personalities. We can utilize the examples of the earliest predecessors as well. I'm not saying that we can't, but that example, that mindset that we have, that we live in a different time, day and age. We do. And a beautiful example was given that before, the children were always worried about the happiness of their parents. Nowadays, the parents have to be worried about the happiness of their children. Every parent will always want happiness for their child. I'm not saying that they won't. But is it so that when the parent is trying to give tarbiyah to the children, trying to train them up, give them some sort of lesson for life, are they afraid of giving them that lesson because the child is going to get upset? And due to that, there's an effect in the tarbiyah of that child. Maybe. It seems as though that might be a common thing that is in our society in this day and age. This shouldn't be the case. Our children, we should be tolerant towards our parents. Many a time, what our parents are doing for us, it is for our betterment. No parent will want their child to suffer. And everyone knows this. Every parent wants to see their child prosper in this world and in the hereafter. They will always want the betterment for their child. So as children, we should always look up to our parents as well. Always be ready to take on board the advice that our parents are giving to us. And don't think, unfortunately nowadays we have this statement that comes on, Mom, Dad, you don't know what you're talking about. Times have changed. We are living in the 21st century, etc., etc. Believe me, what your parents have gone through, you have not gone through. They have experience of life. They know what is around the corner. We do not know that yet. So always pay a close attention to the Madani pearls, the advice that your parents are giving you, inshallah ta'ala.
You, Takir Bhaji, you beautifully mentioned regarding the children in particular. There's one incident with Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. A Madani Munni, she came to Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali and asked, many people come to Ala Hazrat and ask this question, that you want to come to my house? For a da'wat, you want to come for a da'wat from my house? And Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, you know, smiling, he asked that, what will you feed me? What will you feed me? So you were here, you know, the child was an orphan.
Allah.
And Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala asked that, what will you feed me? And the child said, I'll give you dal and mirche, dal and spice. And at that time, the child had these in the pocket. And he said, I'll give you dal and mirche. But remember one thing, Ala Hazrat rarely used to eat spice, avoided spice. And so then Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala accepted the da'wat and went there and ate. And Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, as we know that, never used to eat spice, but just for this joy to enter happiness in that child's heart, Ala Hazrat ate it. And after he said that, if I get such sincere invitations every day, I will go to them every day. And one thing is that even rich individuals, they used to come in the court of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, they used to invite them to the da'wats and etc. But Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi used to refuse them, saying, no, I will not go. Because those da'wats were not based upon sincere intentions. Whereas this child was based on sincere intention. This is why Ala Hazrat asked, what will you feed me? Dal and marche. And now this is the simplicity of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, that whatever was put in front of them halal, they would used to eat.
SubhanAllah.
This was the simplicity of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. And all we can do dua that may Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala instill this simplicity in ours and our children's lives as well.
Ameen, ameen. Very important point you mentioned about invitation towards someone's house for food, etc., etc. It seems that our situation is the complete opposite. When it comes to the poor people or someone that doesn't have a status in society, if they were to invite us, we'll turn them down. Whereas if a rich individual or an influential individual of society was to invite us, we will go and attend that. So definitely this is something that we should also learn from the seerah of Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an, that look after the people of society that the rest of the people do not think about.
Sure.
Okay, the simple poor individuals that don't have very much. And this young girl, she was an orphan as well. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an showed his compassion towards her as well. And imagine the happiness it must have brought into her.
Sure.
That such an individual, such a grand scholar is blessing me with his presence in my house. So this is something that we should also do as well. Obviously, when someone invites you, they have a hope in you. That's why they are inviting you. With good intentions, inshaAllah ta'ala. If there is no other shari prohibition, accept the invitation, inshaAllah azawajal, and take benefit from this as well, inshaAllah ta'ala. Now it's time for our segment, alhamdulillah, where we are going over a kalam from the poetry of Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala and inshaAllah ta'ala. So we will have our segment, Kalam-e-Raza. InshaAllah ta'ala, in today's segment, Kalam-e-Raza, we have a very beautiful and a very famous kalam of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala. Many viewers of Madri channel may have heard this kalam. InshaAllah, today we're going to try and explain a few verses from this kalam as well, inshaAllah azza wa jal. And we will try and understand the benefits and the blessings of this kalam, inshallah. And our Sayyid Munir Shah Sahib, inshallah, will recite the verses for us as well, inshallah, azza wa jal. And this kalam is the beautiful kalam. Sarwar kahun ke malik o maula kahun tujhe, baaghe khaleel ka gule zeba kahun tujhe. Such a beautiful kalam of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an. If you take into account all of the various poetry of Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an, all of the various writings of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an, in where Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an, he has praised the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam in so many different ways. Now in this kalam, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala, he begins that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, I wish to address you. I wish to call out to you. But what do I call you? Sarwar kahun ke malik o maula kahun tujhe. Should I call you our leader or should I call you the leader of the entire universe? Baaghe khaleel ka gule zeba kahun tujhe, or should I call you the beautiful flower from the beautiful garden of Sayyidina Khalil, meaning Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam? What title do I use for you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Sarwar kahun ke malik o maula kahun tujhe.
Sarwar kahun ke malik o maula kahun tujhe. باغِ خلیل کا گلِ زیبا کہوں تجھے.
Subhanallah, such a beautiful verse. Another verse that we are going to go over, another couplet from this beautiful kalam of Sayyidi Al-Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an. Allah re tere jisme munawwar ki tabishain, ae jaane jaan mein jaane tajalla kahun tujhe. Such a beautiful couplet in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It's saying that, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has created your body in such a beautiful way that you are enlightening and you are munawwar, enlightening in every way possible. Ae jaane jaan mein jaane tajalla kahun tujhe. O pure essence of everything, I will even call you the essence of light itself. Jaane tajalla, it means calling you the essence and the core of light. And this is how illuminating the blessed personality of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is. Ji. Allah re tere jisme munawwar ki tabish hai.
Allah ne tere jisme munawwar ki tabish hai. Ae jaane jaan mein jaane tajalla kahun tujhe.
My dear sons, mashallah. Two couplets we've gone over now, inshallah. More we will come on towards the end of our program, inshallah ta'ala. Stay tuned to learn about this beautiful kalam of Sayyidi Al-Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala and in our second segment of Kalam-i Raza, inshallah ta'ala. And inshallah now we will come back to our topic, the simplicity of Sayyidi Al-Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala and in so many different ways, mashallah. Our Mubaligh of Dawat-e-Islam, Sayyid Munib Shah Sahib, has already discussed, and inshallah we'll be adding more to that as well, inshallah ta'ala. But remember, the purpose of these programs is not just for you to sit on your Madani channel screens and say subhanallah, mashallah, and that's it. No, we want to be implementing these into our lifestyle as well. So these points that we are mentioning, try to take them on board and implement them in our life so that we gain the benefits of this as well, inshallah ta'ala, so that we also get a jalak, a highlight of simplicity in our life as well, inshallah azza wa jal. When we are being simple, when we have simplicity in our life, we live our life according to the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Believe me, inshallah ta'ala, it will bring great benefit to us in this world as well as in the hereafter, inshallah ta'ala. What are the points from the blessed life of Sayyidi Al-Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala and would you like to include, inshallah?
Taqir by Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, as we know that he was a mufti of his time, a mujaddid of the century as well, and so much vast knowledge. But even then, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi rarely made speeches. Rarely. And nowadays, if you get a little bit of knowledge, then you want to go on stage and do speeches. And such speeches with our book also. This is what the state is now. And Allah knows how many mistakes we make in those speeches. But Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, whenever he did make a speech, it was usually when he was forced by others to do so. And whenever he was to begin the speech, he would say the following words. Today I have not seen anyone use these words. And Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, they used to say that I am a person who is incapable of preaching to oneself, to his own self. How can I give counsel to others?
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
So however, this is what the answer was. However, if any of you wishes to inquire a legal shari'i ruling, I will reply if I know the answer, because it is obligatory to answer questions related to sharia when one knows the answer. And once Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he made a speech in a certain area and explaining Surah Duha. And Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali used such immense knowledge and such vast memory of Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, they spoke continuously for 6 hours without a break.
Subhanallah.
For 6 hours without a break. And this was the life and the simplicity of Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that they would not do bayans unless, you know, when so he was forced to, then he would do bayans. Even then he would say that, if I can't, you know, because sort myself out, how can I sort other people out?
Mentioning about the speeches of Allah radiallahu ta'ala, and obviously it wouldn't be very often, but I remember Amir Ali Sunnah Dancer Qasim Aliya mentioning that Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala an, they would try to limit their speeches to the Mawlid Sharif, the Milad of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, and one speech they would generally do at the Urs of the Feast of Astana. So this would generally be the two occasions where people will be able to listen to the speech of Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala an. And when you was mentioning about Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala an's speech, it reminded me of that waqia when Ala Hazrat was a very young boy, at the age of maybe 4 or 6 years of age, I believe. The Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala was 6 years of age, and in front of his blessed grandfather, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala, and he did a speech for 2 hours straight on the topic of the Milad of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. So this has been with Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala from childhood at the age of 6 only. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala, and he gave this speech for 2 hours straight, and then the particular narration that you mentioned for 6 hours straight, talking about the Surah Duha, the tafsir of Surah Duha. Definitely the vast knowledge of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala is great. But remember the simplicity here. Even though he has so much knowledge, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala would be so humble, so have so much humility inside him, that he would say that I myself am sinful. I am not able to give myself advice. How can I give you advice? Today we need to think to ourselves as well, that what are we doing? Today, unfortunately, the state that we live in, we are more worried about other people rather than ourselves. We are very quick at jumping the gun when it comes to advising other people. But when was the last time we looked at our own actions? When was the last time that when we realized that what am I doing as an individual? This is something very, very important for us to all realize, that we need to focus upon ourselves, focus upon our own betterment, and along with that, obviously conveying the call towards righteousness, forbidding evil, that is part of the deen as well. But in conveying this call towards righteousness, in forbidding others from evil, we should not forget our own self. Keep ourselves in mind as well at all times, so that we are able to rectify and reform our own self as well as others as well, inshallah. And Dawat-e-Islami Amir al-Sunnah has given us this mindset to put both of these things together, that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshallah ta'ala. For our own rectification, our own reformation, Amir al-Sunnah has given us the Madani In'amat. Live your life according to the Madani In'amat, inshallah, azza wa jal. You will find that very beneficial for you as well. And all of the various Madani activities of Dawat-e-Islami, such as the weekly ijtima'at, the Madani Dora, the Madani Qafila, etc. So many different activities Dawat-e-Islami is carrying out. These are all for the rectification of the society that we live in and the people of the entire world as well, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq to work upon our own rectification and reformation, and work for the rectification and reformation of the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam as well, inshallah ta'ala.
Ye tawfeer bhai, Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi lived such a simple life that any individual who used to come just to meet them from outside the city, they would not recognize Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi until Ala Hazrat themselves told them that I am Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And you get one waqia that an individual from out of Bareilly Sharif, he came to visit Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And when he came to that masjid that Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was at, he seen an individual doing wudu with water in a jug, an earthen jug, and he greeted that individual and said, I have come to visit Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Where can I meet him? And that individual said, I am Ahmad Raza. And he was man said, no, I don't mean you. I mean, I have come to meet Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And then he said, I am that individual. Now, why did this individual say this? Because a person who's famous, Ala Hazrat was famous at that time, and known, and even alongside being known, Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi's family, they were quite rich anyway, and Ala Hazrat inherited quite a fortune as well, and Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was the owner of many lands as well, inherited from their fathers. And Ala Hazrat, even then, Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala did not pay a single attention to the lands. Even then, Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, they used to wear a plain jubba loose and straight trousers and an ordinary topi, an ordinary cap. This is why he was not recognized by people that come to meet him, etc. And regarding Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah, today, you know, we change our clothing every other day, or maybe every day. But Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah, they used to change their clothing only on Fridays and Tuesdays, except for Eid or on the Prophet Prophet's birthday, Milad Sharif.
SubhanAllah.
And that doesn't matter, any day it comes, Milad Sharif, he will change it. And you know this habit, Taqir bhai, I heard Rukn Shura, one Rukn Shura mentioned this on Madani channel, that this habit of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, they saw in Amir Ahl Sunnah Daman Barakatum Al Aliyah.
SubhanAllah.
Saturday is Madani Muzakara. So whatever Amir Ahl Sunnah would wear on Friday, that's what he would wear on Saturday. That's what he wear on Sunday and Monday. On Tuesday he would change, he would wear on Wednesday, Thursday, then on Friday and so on. This Amir Ahl Sunnah Daman Barakatum Al Aliyah, they would do this in, just to copy Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. So Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi lived a, such a simple life. As I mentioned that even when scholars used to come in the court of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, they did not recognize him. And it is mentioned that Mufti Irshad Hussain Rampuri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, they issued a fatwa, a decree, and which was attested to many scholars, senior scholars at that time. And when it went to the scholars of that time, they just seen the name of whose fatwa is, they just signed and sent it off, because it was a very known Mufti at that time. And so this was also brought to Allah's father, Maulana Naqi Ali Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, who sent the bearer to have it attested by a Mufti in that room. So the man went inside and he saw a 14-year-old in that room, and he came back saying, there's only a boy sitting there. What happened? He didn't recognize, they knew who Allah Hazrat was at that time as well, but they never recognized him because they never seen him before, and he was wearing such simple attire at that time that they didn't recognize him, because there's only a boy sitting there. And Maulana Naqi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, they said, yes, he is the Mufti, and get his tasdeeq upon this fatwa. So then Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, remember this, they check in a fatwa of a such a big Mufti of that time. They read that fatwa but did not agree with certain issues, so they made some changings and they sent it back and to the father, and the father checked it and he attested to it as well. And this was brought back to the Mufti Sahab, and the Mufti Sahab said, yes, this Allah Rahmatullah Ta'ala said is correct, I have made some mistakes. But then the individual said, other scholars, they've attested to it. He goes, no, they attested to it because they saw my name. Allah Rahmatullah Ta'ala is not for name and fame. This is the simplicity of Allah Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi. And even a bearer, even the individual who came in the court looking for Allah Hazrat and Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi, they could not recognize them. Many individuals that used to come in the court would not recognize them due to the simplicity and the life which Allah Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi lived. Now today, if no one knows us, and for example, a milad is going on in a masjid, when our entry shows that this guy is a big individual. Just our entry, nare this, nare, you know, so many slogans are read that upon the entry. We don't know what the shari hukam of these slogans are. When an individual enters, is it for the sake of Allah, or are you informing individuals that this individual is coming? So we need to find out the shari ruling regarding this. Even just our entrance that shows that, yeah, I'm such an individual, I'm a learned individual, even though we don't know anything. Just to show that people respect me. But Allah Azza Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, the beginning of their life to the end of their life was full of simplicity.
Definitely. Another thing that I want to add upon this point of yours, very important thing that we learn from this, is Sayyidi Allah Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala, he didn't look at the name of that Mufti Sahib. Rather, he looked at the Masala. And today we need to keep this in mind as well, that not to look at the name of an individual. Don't look at what has happened in the past. Maybe that individual might have done great things in the past. But if that particular issue that is in discussion, we need to look at that, how is that in terms of the Sharia. Okay, and this is our measuring stick, is always the Sharia. In Islam, we do not measure according to personalities. We measure upon the principles of Islam, the principles that are laid down in the Quran and in the Ahadith, and in the ijma' of the ulama of the past. This is the principles that we have laid down, and alhamdulillah our ulama have given us many examples. And this is something very, very important that we need to take on inboard in our DNA. It's from Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an. Don't look at the name, look at the principles. If we are all firm upon the principles of Islam, insha'Allah ta'ala, the many issues that we are facing today, they will be removed. Why? Because the ummah collectively will be firm and strong upon the principles of Islam, insha'Allah. Now coming towards the end of our program, insha'Allah ta'ala, we will have our second part of our segment of Kalam-e Raza, insha'Allah ta'ala. We are going over the Kalam, Sarvar kahun ke malik o maula kahun tujhe, baaghe khaleel ka gule zeba kahun tujhe. Inshallah, we will come to our segment, Kalam-e Raza. Now inshallah ta'ala, the next couplet that we will go over, it's a very, very beautiful couplet. And inshallah ta'ala, if we understand this couplet, then we will absolutely love this couplet of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala. Tere to wasf aib tana hi se hai bari, hairan hu mere shah main kya kya kahun tujhe. Remember, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala in this kalam is looking for titles as to how to address the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. After mentioning so much things in the kalam, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala, he comes and he says that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, your attributes and your qualities, they are so great and so huge in number that they are even without defect of having a limit. Okay, this is how great the amount of qualities that can be mentioned for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Hairahu mere shah, kya kya kahun tujhe. What we would say, we are gobsmacked. The Prophet Sayyidi Allah is saying that I am gobsmacked as to what should I use to address you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Tere to wasf
tere to wasf aibe tanahi se hai bari, hairahu mere shah mein kya kya kahun tujhe, hairahu mere shah mein kya kya kahun tujhe.
कह लेगी सब कुछ उनके सनाहों की खामोशी, चुप हो रहा है कह के मैं क्या क्या कहूँ तुझे. Just imagine the Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala states that the reciter of the Naat, the praise of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he is finding words to praise Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He is finding a way in which he can explain the excellence of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But that reciter, that praise of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam, he comes to this conclusion at the end. Keh legi sab kuch unke sanahon ki khamoshi. That the silence of the praise of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam, this will give the story at the end of it. Chup ho raha hai keh ke, main kya kya kahun tujhe. That he is becoming quiet after saying that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala sallam, what words am I to use to praise you sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Keh legi sab kuch unke sana kha ki khamoshi, chup ho raha hai keh ke main kya kya kahun tujhe.
And then Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala in his maqta, he ends it all. Lekin raza ne khatm e sukhan is pe kar diya, خالق کا بندہ خلق کا آقا کہوں تجھے. That Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala, he says that Raza, he has ended it upon this. He has ended all kalam, all speech on this topic upon this one thing. What? خالق کا بندہ. You are a bondsman of the خالق, of the creator. خلق کا آقا کہوں تجھے. That you are the leader and the master of all of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لیکن رضا نے ختم سخن اس پہ کر دیا, خالق کا بندہ خلق کا آقا کہوں.
لیکن رضا نے ختم سخن اس پہ کر دیا, خالق کا بندہ خلق کا آقا کہوں تجھے, خالق کا بندہ خلق کا آقا کہوں تجھے.
سرور کہوں کہ مالک و مولا کہوں تجھے, باغِ خلیلکا گلِ زیبا کہوں تجھے. Such a beautiful kalam of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala, that we've had the blessing and the opportunity to try and understand a few, the meanings of a few verses of these kalams. But remember, my dear Islamers, at the time that Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala, he was writing these verses, what would have been the kafiyat of the heart of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat at that time? We do not know. What is the real meaning behind these verses? We do not know. Only Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala knows that. But we just try to understand from the apparent meaning what it could mean. But the state of the heart of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala at that time when his pen was writing these praises of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we do not know that. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he grants us a drop from the love of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam held by Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala and today we were talking about his simplicity as well. We make dua that Allah blesses us from the simplicity of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Jil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Keep watching Madani Channel.
Imam Muhammad Rida, Imam Ahli Sunnah, Imam